thing. Not this thing, it's just if I forget something.
Yeah, in this Gnatrism, there was a man named Papa Patishu and Mama Dilidum. Papa Patishu is a father, as a male person, and Mama Dilidum is a female. She was mother. And they gave birth three children. The first was elder was Toma, daughter. Elder was daughter Toma, her name. And second was Khema. In this region it is called Khema also. And the name of Toma, Khema, there are so many names, some seeds. Tama Khema, some seeds. Toma Khema, some seeds. Toyama Khema, some seeds. Grongul Laju, etc. And lastly, a son born. His name is he has some jewels, he's called, and he was Khakchilipu. And basically in Dumi region, Khakchilipu is named because of he put his name by Chamdam. So it is called as Khakchilipu. But before to call Khakchilipu, he was called Shamju. Shamju. Yeah, Shamju. And the name of Khakchilipu also different. Some says Khochilipa, some says Khochila, Khochili, some says Hetsakupa. Basically, Pantha people used to say Hetsakupa. And regarding Hetsakupa, they have retain some literature also, Hetsakupa, regarding Hetsakupa. And some people, they say Rathakuli, Rasakuli, like this. And in this north region, basically, Dumi, Champang, they are telling to Rasakuli, is called Khakchilipu. Khakchilipu, Khakchilipa, like this. So that they have different names. And when the three children born, Papa Patishu and Mama Dilim, their parents expired. So they became orphan. They were small. And after death of Papa Patishu and Mama Dilidum, their condition became very, very sad and pity. So the two sisters, Payama and Khema, began to search for food. And they went somewhere and get some food in the grindstone. And in that grindstone, there is the rounding in center, the rounding part, there is a iron stick, and it rounds the stone plate where the grinder used to keep the some handful grain from the hole onto it. Mm-hmm. And after grinding some little grains remains there. And then the two girls, Toyama and Khema, began to collect the fruits, the grains, from all grindstone. And they used to bring in the home, and they cooks, and they eat. Similarly, their livelihood was going on. They began to search everywhere, and they began to search continuously also. So some of villagers they said the girls are coming, so they shouldn't come, so don't leave the grain in the grindstone. They announced to some villagers. But one of an old woman was, she was deaf. So she heard that one mana grain should be left there.
She heard,
And in that day also, time came, went there and got a full one mana grain, and they became very happy and proud the grain, and returned house and began to cook. Looking the cooked food, the brother Kakchilipu began to happy and began to dance. Oh, today I'll get more food to eat. He became happy and enjoyed dancing. The small girls, the sisters, they were also unknown, so along the faggot, the wood for fire, that kept. When Kakchili was dancing, his feet digged to the wood, and the cooked food, cooking food, that dropped oppositely, and all it had gone. The sisters, they were cooking the food, and the sisters was began to sweep the floor, and the brothers was dancing around the cooking food. So when it is dropped, then the time came and began angry, and hit to the brothers forcefully.
Sisters.
After then, brother began to weep, and he weeped so much that while weeping, she slipped. He slipped. And the two sisters, after then, they tried to wake up to that brother.
Kakchilipu.
Kakchilipu. He tried so much, but Kakchilipu could not
wake up.
So they thought that brother is expired, has been expired. So they began to leap from there. They began to go from there. And before to go from there, they made one grave, thinking that the brother is all expired, completely expired. So brother has to be buried. So they made a grave, and they collected some small piece of wood, that is jigra in Nepali, and that is sipuma, kalapati it is called. It is somewhere if you get to Sudeshna. And then the small woods like this, they were dipped inside the grave, and one chindu was there, and they put at the end of the grave, and they thought it's our brother's head, chindu. And the wood, small woods, piece of woods, they thought this is our brother's ribs and bones, the thought. And then they planted a banana near the brother where actually who was sleeping. And they kept cutting devices near the pillow brother. Kakchilipu.
The kukri?
Korda. 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 No, korda. Small. Like kukri, but small.
Okay.
Small one. Korda it's called.
Korda.
Cutting device. Small cutting devices they kept. And the two sisters, they began to jump in the grave, and they their feet put upon the small wood, mm-hmm. it began to break.
Yes, yes.
When it break in broke, then they thought, "Ah, well, that is broken."
And why did they want to break the ribs of the brother?
Because unknowing and the unknowingly they did so, but they cannot grave the same brother to the grave.
Yeah.
Only they as a symbolizes as a symbol they did so.
Okay.
And when they keep their feet onto the chindo, and the chindo also broken, so they thought our brother's head is not broken.
Uh-huh.
And after this, they went from there.
Mm-hmm.
And they came visiting, and Swami says, in Nirpa village, there is one place named Fulbisauna, mm-hmm. Fulbisauna, where they sat there, they lived there. And planted some flower.
Yes, sure.
It is called now. It is also
flower.
Fulvishauna. It's
no. Flower place.
Flower place. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And visiting the they came here in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they did not live here. And
but they were they were already here.
No. But they came here. Visiting, they came here.
But if it was Tochilipu's birthplace?
Chichinga.
Oh, that's in Chichinga.
Birthplace, where it was, but in our region, this is the place of birthplace. But actually, this is same, this is this place or not, it's unknown.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is Chichinga, where we found it, the tape, and where it's,
okay, so,
yeah, so that may be birthplace.
Maybe.
I mean, in this region where it was.
That's general.
Yeah. And they came here, and Alice's sister wanted to go in Himalayan side, hillside. And she used to force to bring her sister to towards that side.
Uh-huh.
But Hilayama, small daughter, wanted to bring, she liked to the Tarayan area, mm-hmm. so she wanted to our elder sister to that area.
Okay.
Yeah. So they are quarreling. Mm-hmm. Once agreement, once advised, others they did not agree.
Yes.
So what to do? Then they dispersed.
Separated.
But before to separate, what they said, because the elder sister was. To some extent, she was a knowing person. But younger sister was not so sure. Elder sister said to her younger sister that we have a mama, that means mama means a mother's brother.
Mm-hmm.
It is called owl. Mm-hmm. It is said owl. The elder sister, the owl, she said to elder sister and younger sister, "You should not mock to the owl. Either he will eat you.
If you
kill you. Yeah.
If you look at her.
Yeah, mock you.
Mock. Yes, of course.
Mock, yeah. And she said to her sister, and they began to disperse and. He planted a flower there. That is for symbolization. If somebody dies, they planted two flowers. If somebody dies,
mm-hmm.
The flower of own might have died.
Uh-huh.
The flower.
Mm-hmm.
Saying so, and they planted flower and they dispersed. This elder sister went hillside, and the younger sister went the lower mm-hmm. side.
Mm-hmm.
And time to time they used to come here, and the plant was, the flower plant was as it is, so, you know, both are alive, so they went, used to go flower side, and the Alicity used to go upper side, yeah. And once the elder sister came from hillside in this area, and she found the sister's flower was faded, it was died. So she thought that my sister is not alive.
Yeah.
So the mama uncle might have eaten to her.
Okay.
She thought so. And she began to ask to mama, to the owl, and that, did you see my sister?
Yeah.
She went to ask. The owl did not. But this chapter now it is closed, but first to go to
this place and separate.
Now it is for younger side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who's coming?
I don't know. My shoes away.
Is something?
Stop for a minute.
Yeah.